from New York City.
Well, good morning. Good morning, folks. And let's go before the Lord. Precious Father, we come to you this morning. We are eternally grateful for your goodness, for your mercy, for your love, for giving us this time, Lord, to praise you, to worship you, to adore you, to lift your name on high, to give you all the glory. Father, we thank you so much for giving us this time to fellowship with our TNC family members. We thank you, Lord, for Dr. T.K. Roberts and for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who took the time, who saw it necessary to have a prayer team together for Artists International to pray, Lord, to encourage, Lord, to enrich, to empower us as believers as we begin our day. Father, we thank you for watching over them, Lord, and we a special prayer for Dr. P.K., Lord. Let us take time to remember her family. Take time to pray for her. Take time to encourage her during this difficult time in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and we ask, oh God, that you continue to order her footsteps as she takes time to take care of Mama Josie, as she takes time to love on all of us, and as she takes time to instruct and encourage us and to cause us to soar. Father, we ask that you bless her mightily. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord, and as they took time to hear from you with regard to Artists International, as they have put together the conference that's going on in Las Vegas. Oh, God, bless them indeed. Order their footsteps, Lord. Be that lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every family member who has taken time this morning to get here on the Master's Call. Father, we thank you for the speaker who has taken time to give a word that we know we need to hear. Oh, God, would you continue to fill them up, oh, God. Continue to bless. Continue to shower our listeners, our family members, and the speaker with favor. Now, Father, the only thing that we're not going to take time for, and that's to listen to the things that Satan tries to put in our ears that we know are not of you. So we bind them in Jesus' name. Father, we throw him off the phone call because this call is going through with clarity, and we take the victory over Satan that you have given us, that we will be enriched, enhanced, and empowered as we listen to this word today. We bless your name, O Lord. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. Host, are you there? And have a wonderful time in Las Vegas, Nevada, as you take time to do those things that God has purposed you to do. Host, are you there?
Good morning, my dear big sister. Can you hear me?
Yes, I love you, my little sis, and we will talk. God bless you.
Love you so much,
okay.
Minister Willa. I thank God for you, and I love that tag, Take Time Tuesday. Take time to love, to spend time with the Lord, to appreciate and share joy. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, good morning and hallelujah. Welcome to Las Vegas for those of you that are at the 2016 kickoff. I welcome you, that those are there, those of you that are on your way there. And for those of you who, like me, are not able to be there with you, but we are so excited about what God is doing, I like to take this opportunity and give you a special, special warm welcome to TMC, The Master's Call. My name is Minister Ada Grace, and right now I'm currently home in my hometown of Chicago, New York, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings to The Master's Call. I'd like to take this opportunity and tell you a little bit about this dynamic call that is also a wonderful ministry. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010 by two wonderful appointed and anointed women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we are praying for you, Dr. P.K., during this time of bereavement in your family, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We like to affectionately call her our Mother Eagle. And it was founded on the scripture Psalm, the division of 88, Psalm 13. And this is how it reads: "But I cry to you for help, O Lord. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. in our mission statement, our focus for this ministry is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We're so excited that the Master's Call has a website, and on our website, you can read the bios of our dynamic ministers and pastors and co-pastors. You can also see our prayer electives. You can leave a comment, and our site is www.themasterscall.net. And if you would like to join us live on Friday, we do take your prayer requests and your praise reports. However, if you're not available or you need to get someone to stand in agreement with you, the prayer warriors stand ready to pray for you and with you. You can send us an email at info@themasterscall, that's info, @themasterscall.net. Now, we've been talking about how all roads today are leading to Las Vegas, Nevada for the Artists International Family Kickoff Conference. So very excited. Artists International was founded over 25 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family, and we are excited about the greater and newer things that are happening in Artists International. Now, if you're not familiar with Artists International or you don't know what I'm talking about, I invite you to get back to the person that invited you to this call. Also, immediately following this call, we head over to the new morning motivational call. That call was founded by our platinum president, Dorothy Cook. However, in her wisdom, she has passed the baton on to a group of new leaders that are doing a magnificent job inspiring us, training us, motivating us, and helping us build our artist business. And that call immediately follows this call. The number for that call is 641-715-3865. Again, that's 641-715-3865. And the access code is 539-598-POUND. Well, I am so delighted that you have joined us today. And I want to tell you about our wonderful speaker today. Our speaker, our mouthpiece this morning is the lovely co-pastor LaVonna Lewis. Now, co-pastor Lewis has been working, and she has a great call on her life. I'm not going to read her entire bio. I certainly invite you to do that, but I do want to highlight some wonderful things about our speaker this morning. She recognized at an early age the call on her life. She made a personal decision at 13 that she needed to make her relationship with God personal. At 14, she began preaching the gospel to churches around Las Vegas. In 2004, with the love of her life, overseer Eugene P. Lewis, and together they founded the Ministry of Lion of Judah Ministries. Co-founder LaVonna Lewis has various degrees, including a master's in special education, and I want to highlight that she graduated magna cum laude. We thank God for excellence in this woman. She also has a Master of Divinity with high distinction, and she is working towards her doctorate. Well, what I want to say about this beautiful woman of God is that she loves young people. She has traveled and done training. She speaks on the importance of abstinence. She is a woman who is a wife, a mother, a sister, a daughter, a teacher, a student, a counselor, co-pastor, and friend. I'm speaking about none other than co-pastor LaVonna Lewis. So at this time, I present to some and introduce to others the beautiful, the lovely LaVonna Lewis. Come on up to the front of the line. We are ready to hear a word from the Lord. Co-pastor Lewis, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
We hear you loud and clear, and we just want you to know we love you so much, co-founder Lewis, and we certainly have been praying for you and your family. The platform is yours, ma'am.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much for the prayers. I can tell. I can feel the prayers because the word does tell us that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Where I am grateful, and I greet you with an overwhelming, abounding amount of love this morning. I'm so grateful. We are in February. We are in our Lover's Month. Amen. And so I thank you. And I'm so excited for my artist family, excited for those of you who were able to make the trip, the trek to my home city and state. I am born and bred Las Vegas, Nevada. I was born here almost 44 years ago, and I love my city. Amen. And so it's always a pleasure and an honor when I know my sisters and brothers are coming here. I'm excited to be able to put my arms around you all and hug your neck and show you some love. Amen. For all of you that were not able to make the trip, I send a virtual hug via the phone lines and via our Father God and the Holy Spirit. We're excited today because we give all honor to everyone who honor is due. Who is due honor. I am grateful to be on the platform this morning, this wonderful morning. Again, if you're here in Las Vegas, you do know that this is a 5 o'clock call for us, so it is still dark outside, but we're so grateful. I told somebody this is the true definition that we walk by faith and not by sight, because I usually preach to you all in the dark, but we thank God that there is an illuminating light that comes from him. Amen, that shows us the way, even when we are in our darkness. Today, I want to come to you real quick and just bless you with a quick word. I hope and pray that it blesses your life and it blesses your walk on today, that as you walk, as you get out about your day and you go to work or you promote your business or you with your family, that you'll understand that the number one thing that you need to know is, in order for us to be effective in ministry, in order for us to be effective in life, in order for us to affect and be effective, we have to walk in love of God. Now, I told you today is February. This is February, and a couple days ago we celebrated Valentine's Day. Some of you have celebrated Valentine's Day. Amen. And it's wonderful. That was great. That was sweet. That was awesome. I don't dog it out. I don't tell you not to do it or whatever. But what I do want to tell you is that there is a sweetheart that you have that just transcends humans, that transcends the natural man, that transcends the natural person. Some people were distraught and upset because they didn't get roses and they didn't get chocolates and they didn't get the fanfare. But what I want you to understand was there was a lover, amen, that showed up, that wanted to take you out, that wanted to woo you, that wanted to spend time with you, that wanted to show you affection and be intimate with you. And I pray you didn't miss it. But if you did, good news. Somebody say good news. Good news is he's still waiting. He didn't stand you up. He didn't find something more important to do. He didn't have another appointment that he had to get to and he couldn't make it with you. He's still waiting on you. And he's knocking and he's at the door. And whenever you get the notion, and I pray you've already done it, you just open the door and let him come in. And that lover is Jesus. And so I thank God because it is a ridiculous, I mean, when you think about the word love, amen, love in that definition, and we know that there's different types of love. There's filial love, where we love our siblings, we love our brethren, the love we have for each other on this call, and there's eros, and that's the love we have for our husbands and our wives, and my good, there's storge, you know. There's different types of love, and so, but the greatest love of all, amen, that Sister Whitney sung about, but she didn't have a clue what she was singing at the time she was saying it. But there is the greatest love of all, it's agape love. There is a love that when Jesus got on the cross, the nails didn't hold him up there. It was the love he felt for us that held him up there. And so we thank him that even when he was in his time of Gethsemane and he was saying, Lord, if it be your will, let this cup pass. I thank God that he had so much love that he said, you know, how be the ever. And we failed to preach this, that he prayed that prayer three different times. Because his humanity part said, look, I can't go through this. I can't do this. But his deity, his God said, the God side of him said, look, but I love them so much. I need to do this for them. Romans 5 and 8 give us evidence, and it says, but God shows his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, while we were yet messing up, while we were yet making silly decisions, while we were yet chasing after other things and other folk, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And I love that because it goes to show us that even when I mess up, he's still, you know, he's not mad at me. He's mad about me. And so I want you to remember that there is a lover of your soul. You know, I've met men that loved me. I've met men that said they loved me. They loved my mind. Oh, co-pastor, oh, Levon, I love your mind. Oh, Levon, I love your spirit. Oh, Levon, I love your personality. You know, they have a particular thing that they love about you. But God loves my everything. He loves your everything. And I wanted to encourage you this morning. I mean, some mornings I get on and I'll instruct. Some mornings our speakers will get on and they may rebuke and correct. But this morning I want to encourage. This morning I want to tell you that lift up your head, that there is a lover of your soul. What is your soul? Your sukkos, your mind, your inner depth, where your seat of your emotion lies. There is someone who loves you past that. I tell single women all the time, you can't get mad at a man for leaving you when you had one that died for you. Girl, come on. Get out of that. You better let them know, look, you can leave me. I got somebody that died for me. He loves me. You ought to just pat your chest, your heart, say, God loves me. You need to remind yourself every morning that John 3:16 is for real, that he loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe on him shall not perish but is going to have eternal life. Do you believe him? Now, let me go a little deeper with that. I don't mean do you believe that there is a God, because the rapper would tell you he believes in God. I've counseled prostitutes who will tell you they believe that there's God. I know drug dealers I've talked to that believe God. No, that's not what it means. Not that you believe that there's a God there. You can look at the mountains and know that there's a God. You can look at the sky and the stars and know there's God. But not just that, but somebody who believes in him. Do you trust him with your every account of life? Do you trust him when it don't look like you should trust him? Do you trust him when you can't trace him? Do you love his face or do you just love his stuff? Are you there for, are you believing in him because you want to be in relationship with him? Or are you believing in him because you want the next setup, the next hookup, the next, you know, what you going to do for me? You know, you're like that old Janet Jackson song, what have you done for me lately? I mean, come on, do you trust God? Do you love him and believe in him? Because trust me, dear heart, he believes in the God that he's deposited in you. The relationship that he has with you. He sees himself in you, and he can't deny himself when he sees you. And he wants the best for you. He wants to sup with you. He wants to have relationship with you. He wants to be with you. Look, I love the book of John, and I tell people all the time that the book of John is the book of love, because the Bible even says that John was the disciple that loved God. He loved Jesus. And if you look at the Last Supper, he was the one whose head is resting on Jesus' chest. He was the one who loved him. So whatever you read John, you're going to see it. So in John 3:16, he talks about how he loves the world. But John 14:6, he goes and says, and Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Why? Because I loved you so much, I made myself available to you. It's not that, you know, I don't want, you not to come to the Father. I made myself available so that you can, because our sin was so, it was blocking our avenue. It was blocking, there was road construction going on. But the blood of Jesus cleared the path. It cleared the way. And it's because he loved us so much, he did it. And he loved us so much that he offered us abundant life. Now, the thing is, a lot of us, when we say we love God, we love him and we trust him to an extent. Well, God, I love you and I trust you with this part of my life. And I love you and I trust you with that. But I don't know if I trust you with this. No, dear. Dear heart, you have to love him enough to trust him, because the problem is, when we don't trust, what we're doing is we're amplifying fear. We're diminishing faith and amplifying fear. And the Bible clearly states that love hides a multitude of faults. Not just that, but it tells us that love is going to be what conquers fear. That there is no faith, no fear in true love. There is no fear. That fear can't even abide or reside where there is love. Why? Because love will kill it every time. Because love said, I don't care. You know, you ever went to someone and told them something about somebody they love, and they got mad at you, and you weren't even the one that did it? You coming to tell on the one they love? Honey, yeah, I seen him over there, or I heard about him over there, and they'll get mad at you because what they said, don't come tell me nothing about somebody I love. I know they wouldn't do that to me. And because they have so much love, they don't want to hear what you have to say negative about that. We ought to be like that with God. Whatever we got, and we got to trust Jesus so much that I don't care what the enemy keeps trying to tell me, shut up. I don't want to hear nothing about that because I know Jesus and I love him and he loves me and he wouldn't do that to me. We got to shut the enemy up every time he tries to tell us how God is not going to come through. Every time he tells us how the situation ain't going to get no better. Every time he tells us, you know, you're never going to be healed, or that money never going to come through, or your business is never going to be fixed, and you're trying to make it rich and artists ain't never going to do that for you. You shut up. Why? Because Jesus loves me and he wants the best for me. And in that, with the best, he's going to make all things prosper. He said he always causes us to triumph. Why? Because he loves me. And when you love someone, you want to see the best in them. You want to see them come through with the best. You want to see not just them have the best, but you want to see them be the best. So even in our chastisement, even when God corrects us, even when he says, no, touch not the unclean thing. Don't do that. I don't like when you do that. Don't be around these folks and don't do that thing. I'd rather you do this. I want you to walk in this way. Even in that, why? It's because he loves us and he wants the best, like a father would with his child. The Bible says that if a father knows how to give good gifts, an earthly father, what more could a spiritual father, would a spiritual father be? He loves us. He wants us to be the best. And so even knowing in that, how do we transcend that love that Jesus have us to the love that we have? Because trust me, it's horizontal, but God wants us to make it. It's vertical, but he wants us to make it horizontal. I can't just receive the love of Jesus and not give it. I got to make sure I'm showing the love of Jesus. John 13:35 says, by this, all people would know that you're my disciples. You with me. You connected with me. You down with me, and I'm down for you. And it says, if you love one another. I got a problem with folks who can be in church and speak in tongues but can't speak to me. Take the tongues and speak to your neighbor. Why? Because I love my neighbor simply because I'm so loved by Jesus. I tell people all the time, me loving you has absolutely nothing to do with you. I'll say it again. Me loving you has absolutely nothing to do with you. I love you because of who Jesus is. I love you because he loves me. So I want to encourage you on today that as you go about your day, ask yourself, how am I displaying the love of Jesus? Because I can't display it if I haven't received it. Am I receiving the love? Am I getting it early in the morning so that throughout my day I can show others how much God loves us? I come to encourage you, and I come to speak word and power into your life that there are many things that we can have. There is faith and there is hope. But the greatest of all of these is charity. It is love. Find a way to demonstrate some love on today. And I bless you in the name of Jesus and pray that this word, that your sweetheart, that you receive your lover on today, our Jesus Christ, our Savior. Be blessed. God bless you. Back to you.
Amen and amen. Co-Pastor Lewis, thank you so much for that on-time word about true agape love. And I will be calling you back to give us our closing benediction. But at this time, let us go before the throne in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, gracious, loving, kind Father, we come this morning truly humbled and thank you for our mouthpiece this morning, co-pastor Lewis. And we ask, Father God, that you continue to pour back virtue into her, continue to bless her and her husband's ministry and their family and their walk with you, Lord God. We thank you for the timely reminder about what love truly is, that you are love. Father God, we lift up all of those that are making their way to Las Vegas, Nevada, to celebrate the kickoff, 2016 kickoff for Artists International. We thank you for the answered prayer of provision and the funds and child care and whatever it took, Father God, to get so many there. And then, Lord, for those of us who are not able to be there, we thank you for just continuing to minister to us, and we're excited about what's going to take place there on behalf of our artist family. Lord, we want to lift up all of those that are experiencing bereavement. We ask a special prayer for our co-founder, Dr. PK, as they are preparing to utilize the beautiful 17-year-old niece on tomorrow. We ask for a real special comfort that only you can give, Lord God. So be with her in a special way. We ask that you be with Mother Josie and Dr. Vanessa, as Dr. Vanessa is in Las Vegas or making her way there. We thank you for all of our team members there and our new artist distributors that just signed or just logged on and became a family member on last night. So, Lord, we thank you for what you're doing with Artists International. We continue to trust and believe that you're taking us to new heights in 2016. We thank you for the master's call and each and every person that is on this line. You know the meditations of their hearts and what they're dealing with. We ask that you continue to minister to them in a very special way. We ask all these things in the special, matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, I don't know about you, but I would like to listen and be reminded of the lover of my soul. So if you would like to hear the playback for this call, you may do so by dialing 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085, and the same pin code is 957-677#. We are now getting ready to head over to the new morning motivational call, and that number is 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865. And the access code is 539-598#. At this time, I'd like to take a big special shout out to my big sister, Minister Wella. Thank you so much for opening us this morning and seating and greeting God's children and for praying for us this morning. We want to thank you, co-pastor Lavana Lewis, for reminding us about God's love and how we are to love one another. Thank you for your great message today. And at this time, woman of God, would you come on back and give us our closing benediction?
Amen. Father God, we thank you for your abounding love. We thank you, God, that you are the lover of our soul. We thank you that you are the ultimate lover, that in our distress we call on you and you hear us every time. We thank you, God, that when we feel rejected, God, when we feel lonely, God, when we feel like we have been denied by family, misunderstood by friends, and ignored by others, God, that you are there and that you are a very present help in a time of trouble. Now, God, we thank you, and we will continue to do like you have commanded us in Ephesians, that Paul spoke and said, walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. We will sacrifice ourselves because your word says that a friend would lay down his life for another. God, we thank you, God, that you call us friend. We bless you for the special relationship that we hold with each other. And we bless you, God, that we will make up and be creative as to how to show love to one another. That the world will see how we love each other. The world will see not that we just tolerate, God, but that we love and that we're affectionate. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Jesus, as we go on about our day. Touch us. Give us a special, special laugh and smile today. And we believe it to be so. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed.